Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, Yeshaya perek mem, pasuk kaf tet. Notain, he gives, la'ya'ef, to the faint or the weak, koach, power or strength, ule'ain, and to those without, onim, might or vigor, otzma yarbe, strength he increases, or he increases strength. Notain la'ya'ef koach, ule'ain onim otzma yarbe. He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Amen. Let me just add that where it says, I can do all things through Messiah who strengthens me, that's Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that includes being healed of the inner pain of our lives, our failures, our shame, the ache of rejection, abandonment, and so on. It means being set free from disillusionment, despair, and the oppression of relentless fear. I can do all things through Messiah means no longer accepting messages of self-hatred and hopelessness, no longer heeding the malicious whispers that say, I'm of no value, or I'm unlovable, or my life is hopeless. No, I can do all things through Messiah means learning to be accepted, honored, and esteemed by God, and it means opening your heart to God's love and blessing for your life. It means allowing your heart to be made right, to have inner peace. After all, Yeshua's great prayer was that we would know the truth of God's love for us, and that is the central need of our lives. Of course, sometimes we indeed become weary in life, from sickness or from the world and its oppressions, from heartache of life in a fallen world, from battle with the devil, and so on. Though it's vital to remember there's consolation given to us in Messiah, and heavenly food given to strengthen us. I believe the Lord allows oppression sometimes to chasten us, that is to help us remember him and our profound need for his love to reign within our hearts. As long as that's not settled, however, there is an ongoing lesson for us. So let's not grow weary of doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we do not give up. That's from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. If you find yourself weary, chastened, broken, then draw near to God, for he has promised to draw near to you. As it's written, Hit kadishtem vihitem kedushim. Sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy. Which I take to mean is that we should show willingness of heart. We should show up in our relationship to God as we lift up our hearts to him. And when we do so, God will more than meet our needs. Amen. Shalom, shalom, Chavarim.